Why is it that some companies embrace and succeed in digital while others fail? I'm becoming increasingly convinced that the failure of a digital strategy often has very little to do with the competence of your web team. It's more to do with the culture of the organisation itself. You can have the best web team in the world who produces the best websites and apps, but if the organisation behind that web team is not digitally friendly, then the results will be disappointing. So, what is it that makes one company more digitally friendly than another? Well, I've been thinking about this and I've written my top 10 reasons, but I would be keen to hear yours as well, so make sure you post them in the comments. But let's go through my list first. The first thing is innovation. Digitally friendly companies are innovators. They embrace experimentation and actively seek out new opportunities. This is a characteristic that is more common among younger companies keen to capture market share. The more established a company is, the less likely it is to risk its current position by pushing into new areas. Of course, what larger, more traditional companies fail to realise is that digital has redefined the landscape and that in many cases, their established position is no longer as safe as they think. The second thing is that there is no fear of making mistakes amongst digital companies. Instead, mistakes are seen as a necessary part of the process. Employees are not punished for making mistakes and there's no culture of ass covering. As the employee handbook of the software company Valve states, failure is an intrinsic part of the process. It reads, "Nobody has ever been fired at Valve for making a mistake. It wouldn't make sense for us to operate in that way. Providing the freedom to fail is an important trait of the company. We couldn't expect so much of individuals if we also penalised people for errors. Even expensive mistakes or ones which result in a very public failure are genuinely looked on as opportunities to learn." They then go on to say, "Screwing up is a great way to find out that your assumptions were wrong and that your model of the world was a little bit off. As long as you update your model and move forward with a better picture, you're doing it right." And I think that is a great summary of how people in digital companies think, that failure is not to be feared. There's also an iterative mentality in digital companies. Traditional organisations prefer fixed-price projects with finite timescales. They perceive these as easier to manage and carrying less risk. Although this belief holds true in some areas of business, it doesn't when it comes to the web. Your digital strategy is never done and your website is never finished. When companies do try to carry out finite web projects, they too often lead to expensive failures. Just look at the recent launch of healthcare.gov for an example of that. Digitally friendly companies are also flexible. Like people, many older companies get set in their ways, whether officially through things like standard operating procedures or unofficially in the form of cultural norms, they are unwilling to adapt to changes in the landscape. As Dr. Leroy Hood once wrote, "Bureaucracies are honed by the past and almost never can they deal effectively with the future." This often means that companies try and crowbar new innovations into their existing structures. In the case of digital, this means trying to fit it into their existing departmental structures. And this often limits the web's potential. For example, many organisations have placed digital within marketing. Unfortunately, this means that the web is often seen as nothing more than a marketing tool when it could be so much more. This is in stark contrast to digital-friendly companies that often work with small ad hoc working groups that are formed and disbanded as required. Digital-friendly companies are also collaborative. The rigid departmental structure found in many organisations can seriously hamper the successful delivery of a digital strategy. This is because successful digital implementation relies so heavily on collaboration between different skill sets across the organisation. Unfortunately, instead of cooperating to deliver digital services, departments fight over control and come into conflict in an attempt to maintain their own fiefdoms. In digitally friendly companies, people from various parts of the organisation come together to solve specific problems without being overly concerned with lines of reporting or company structure. Because many organisations are used to a world where the cost of mistakes is high, they tend to be cautious with many checks and balances. Unlike digital friendly companies that are fast moving, these more traditional businesses are committee based. They have procedures and policies to assure everything is perfect before committing. Unfortunately, these processes make the organizations very slow moving. This is fatal in the fast moving world of the web. Just look at how Netflix outmaneuvered Blockbusters. Blockbusters, when compared to Netflix, was too slow in adapting to the new streaming opportunities as they emerged. Worse still, all these checks and balances are less necessary when mistakes can be corrected with relative ease, as they can be online. Digitally friendly companies also empower their workers. I'm shocked how many organisations still treat their employees like they're unskilled workers operating on a factory floor. We see micromanaging, monitoring performance and enforcing of rigid hierarchical structures. It's hardly surprising that they're not getting the best out of their web professionals. Too often, web professionals are treated as nothing more than implementers of senior management's ideas. Unfortunately, when it comes to digital, senior management are not always the best informed people to be making those kinds of decisions. Compare this to digitally progressive companies who empower their employees to make decisions. Not only do they get more out of their staff, but they also facilitate much faster decision making. Digitally friendly companies also invest in their staff. Another sign of how many organisations perceive their employees is the poor level of investment they place into training. It's bizarre because organisations hire digital workers for their expertise of what is a rapidly evolving medium and yet fail to invest in keeping those skills up to date. It's hardly surprising that their digital offering fails to keep up with the competition when they're not investing in their staff. Not that it's only training that they're neglecting. I often encounter digital teams who don't have the right tools to do the job. Digitally friendly companies ensure their staff have the right working environment and equipment to ensure they get the maximum productivity from their employees. Not only that, of course, but also to keep them happy. With such high demand for good digital staff, investing in your staff is crucial for retaining them over the long term. And then there's the fact that digital companies tend to be much more customer focused. One thing you'll notice when visiting digital friendly companies is their obsession with customers. If you walk around MailChimp, for example, you'll see posters on the wall showing the personas of their different users. This is in stark contrast to many traditional businesses I visit. Their walls are covered with awards and photographs of their work and products. One focuses on the customer, while the other is more concerned about itself. And in many ways, this is a kind of metaphor for how these companies think. One is looking outside and the other in. Successful digital companies always keep their eye on the end user. As they communicate online, the emphasis is on the customer's needs rather than on promoting the company. They are all more interested in talking about the customer than they are themselves. Now, this could be considered a subtle difference, but it's a crucial one. Users have such high expectations of online service that if you take your eye off the ball, then you'll drive them elsewhere. Finally, digitally successful companies turn to digital first for their solutions. Where traditional businesses think of digital as an afterthought, these companies see it as the first place to look for a solution. Where there are services that are currently being delivered offline, they will look to move these services online in order to reduce costs, increase efficiency, and better serve customers. The British government is a good example of this digital-first thinking. They realised that if they moved only 30% of the government services online, it would save the taxpayer £1.3 billion each year. Digital isn't always the right solution to a business challenge or opportunity, but digitally successful companies will always consider it first before turning to other approaches. So what's the lesson here? Is this a complete list of all the characteristics of a digitally successful company? Absolutely not. Is it? Is the success of a company in the digital field down entirely to the way that they're structured? Again, no. But what this list does tell us is that the success in the digital arena is about a lot more than having a solid strategy and good staff. It's about the culture of your organisation too. And that means for some organisations, big changes are going to need to be made over the coming years.